This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
he's outlined the many things that these funds could be used on. Office supplies, equipment. It's pretty broad what he can use these funds for. So he's asking for approval of this grant in the amount of $20,846.78. I did include with your packets an outline that he prepared for me.
Sure, I got to give an opportunity to review this.
I did, sir. And it's fine. It's this standard EG grant, the one we do every year. It typically goes towards salary, but it has a other stuff.
Commissioners, any questions for the clerk or the county attorney on the grant agreement?
No, not for me.
Who's going to be working on this land use plan as far as that steering committee. So I kind of look forward as we move forward, making sure that all proper emails and contact information is at least solicited to them so they can know how we're moving forward. As we get, a month into this, I expect to have information coming back as far as scheduling and timing. So those are just the things that I did make a note of. We do have the, they're talking about doing a county tour that would occur within the first couple of months of this being initiated. So I just made a note of we'll have to get that accomplished sometime this spring. So other than that, I think the rest is how Barry felt on contract. I believe other than the scope of work and what they're providing as far as the plan, it's the same contract that we've had in the past.
Well, I think as we went through with the land use plan, I know that Mr. Craig has already redlined several things in it. I also got a couple things like you did on the front page that weren't correct, but I think the biggest concern is Section 6, the work product and ownership of the work product. This should be Johnson County's document, not the contractors, when we're completed with this process, so I know that. We're going to ask Mr. Crago to provide suggested language there. Barry, is there other spots?
Yeah, and there's quite a few, so I don't know if it's worth getting into today, but maybe you and I just get together, or you give me an email of whoever sent you the contract, and I'll get with them and
okay.
Sort out the issues.
anticipate with, given this morning's discussion, we got a few things we're going to get working on to initiate immediately regarding Richardson Park and moving forward with an open house. And then just this is going to be coming in the next, you know, 2 weeks. We could probably have a contract hopefully worded appropriately, represented, make sure it's up to everybody's liking, and move forward, then award them. I'll, if it's okay with the board, I'll go ahead and send them a little email, just let them know we got some issues. County attorney will be coordinating, that way they're on board. Planning and zoning, they're going to be meeting again on the 5th. They did table that subdivision at the sketch plan last month. We're just waiting for coordinated access with road and bridge for what they proposed out on Red Hills Road. The state did release the economic analysis of the population from July to July, 2022 to 2023. We were 40 people more, but the interesting thing, deaths and births are still out of whack. We have more deaths than births. So our in-migration is greater than our out-migration right now, and that's why we keep growing. There was only 40 people difference from the previous year to 2023. So it's slowed down considerably as far as what we've experienced. But I still think that even though 40 is in there, that's still growth, and it's still kind of what I'm anticipating for changes coming. Probably going to be a lot slower this year as far as what construction activities, because there is definitely a tight market. But I visited with an engineering firm, and they're still plugging away with new houses. So that's about it. You guys have any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Item, commissioners, because of our proximity to the property, we're being requested to approve a special use permit for a property over on Bozeman. There's a sketch plan with the original letter. I don't see that in your packets, but we can provide that to you if anybody has questions. Jody.
realize that the pipe coming out comes back around and ties right back into the pipe. And you'll get a reverse flow on that occasionally.
Just very charming for Kate's recording it.
Yeah.
I feel very sorry to my listeners.
Banquet at this high school was on May 17th.
to compile the applications, the commissioners' times to review them, and get their selections back to her. Otherwise, if you're going to handle it on our April 16th meeting, you're going to probably have to close it on either April 5th or April 12th.
I think the 26th is
okay.
Yeah, I'd do the make a decision on the 7th.
And Julie, you'll update that we ask a different question in the essay, so you'll update that question as
yes,
well.
Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. So, is there a motion to close applications for the Commissioner Scholarship on the 26th of April at 5 p.m. and make the awards on May 7th?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do have one announcement. City County cleanup will be May 15th through the 18th. We don't have the date that the vouchers will be available in the treasurer's office, but we will coordinate with the treasurer to get those out to county residents. I think that is all I have, which would bring us to the time of vouchers. Commissioners, are there any bills that you would like to have pulled from consideration for further discussion? Motion to approve the vouchers in the amount of $149,645.20.
Make a motion to approve the vouchers. $149,645.20.
Second that.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, welcome any public comment. Any public comment? There is no further public comment. We'll go ahead and close that and call for any additional business that needs to be transacted today. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.